Your Autolite dealer presents your favorite friends from Gasoline Alley.
Hold it, Wilmer. Hold it till I get this phone.
Okay, Skeezix.
Wallet and Bobble Garage, Skeezix Wallet speaking.
What's that?
Yes, sir, we can fix it. We can fix anything on four wheels. Sure, we'll be waiting for you right here in Gasoline Alley.
Yes, it's Gasoline Alley, the comic strip that's a favorite in more than 100 great newspapers from coast to coast. In this episode, The Adventure of the Fishmonger's Friends, Skeezix learns a lot about the big ones that didn't get away. And right now, a word from the friendly Autolite dealer in your own hometown. And now, Gasoline Alley. There comes a day in every man's life when a man would like to take that day off and do, well, practically nothing. Today is that day for Skeezix Wallet, but right now Skeezix and his partner, Wilmer Bobble, are finishing an auto repair job, and Skeezix is saying,
"Gosh, I wish I could take the rest of the day off."
"Well, you've been working harder than anybody else around here. Why don't you?"
"I can't. I discussed it with Nina this morning."
"Now, wait a minute. Nina wouldn't mind if you take the day off."
"Oh, it isn't that. Nina's presiding at the church social this afternoon."
"Well?"
"I forgot and didn't show up at the last two. She says if I forget again, she'll divorce me."
"Divorce? Ha! You and Nina never had a serious spat in your life."
"We probably have worse than a spat if I didn't show up at the social this afternoon."
Hey, Rufus, will you get that phone?"
"Okay, Wilmer."
"It's probably somebody with a job for us anyway."
"Just the same, Skeezix. I think us men ought to assert ourselves."
Wallet and Bobble Garage. Gasoline Alley, Rufus speaking."
"Yes, sir. We ought not to let women browbeat us."
"It's for you, Skeezix. It's Nina."
"Okay, Rufus. Coming."
"Go on, Skeezix. You tell Nina you've decided to take the day off, and that's that."
"I'd better not, Wilmer."
"Go on. Be a man."
"Hello, Nina."
"Oh, Skeezix, darling. I just called to tell you the church social's been called off."
"Oh, gee, that's fine, Nina. I mean..."
"We're going to have a church supper Friday night instead, so I want you to take the rest of the day off."
"Gee, you're nice, Nina."
"Oh, I sure am, darn it. If I weren't, I'd ask you to come home and fix the radio."
"Was it broken?"
"Mm-hmm. It stopped playing. I'm missing my favorite radio serial."
"Oh, you mean the one you tell me about every night when I get home."
"Yes, the story of Mary Slade. In today's episode, Mary and Ronald are to decide whether they'll get a divorce."
"Oh, they won't. I told you that last night."
"Oh, I bet they do get a divorce. I bet you a penny, a whole penny."
"You're on. A penny bet."
I'll call Mrs. Smathers right now and ask her what happened in today's episode."
"You do that."
And Skeezix, I'll just die if Mary and Ronald get a divorce. But you go on, dear, and have a good time. Bye."
"Bye, Nina." "Mary and Ronald. Oh, gosh, women are silly to listen to programs like that."
What'd you say, Skeezix?"
"Oh, just some silly stuff Nina was telling me about a divorce."
"Did you tell Nina you're taking a day off?"
"Huh? Oh, yes, Wilmer. I'm leaving right now."
"Good for you. That's the stuff. You see, all you have to do is listen to your Uncle Wilmer."
"Well, that didn't have anything to do with it, Wilmer.
Don't tell me. I know all about women. Yes, sir. All you have to do is take a firm attitude. Yes, sir. Where are you going today, Skeezix?"
"Oh, I don't know. Just around, I guess. Well... so long, Wilmer."
"Have a good time, Skeezix. If you need any more advice about how to handle women, just ask your Uncle Wilmer."
"Skeezix having trouble with Nina, Wilmer?"
"Nah, Rufus, not after I told him how to handle her."
"How did you tell him how to handle her?"
"Lay down the law, I said. Tell him off. That's the way to handle women, Rufus. Yes, sir."
"Telephone."
"I'll get it, Sarge. Ballot and Wobble Garage. I mean, Wallet and Bottle... Gasoline Alley, Rufus speaking.
Is Skeezix there, Rufus?
Well, he just left. What's the matter, Nina? You sound kind of funny.
Nothing. Just tell him if you see him not to forget to bring home the fish.
The fish? Did you say fish, Nina?
Yes, the fish. And, Rufus, will you give Skeezix another message for me?
Yeah, sure I will, Nina, sure.
Just tell Skeezix this. He wins. It's all over.
All over?
Yes, all over. About the divorce. Darn it.
A divorce? You and Skeezix? Now, wait a minute, Nine. Wilma. Now you've done it. Nina's gonna divorce Skeezix.
What?
That's what she said. She and Skeezix are gonna get a divorce.
She can't do that. I mean, I told Skeezix.
You mean you told Skeezix how to handle women?
You mean you and your big talk busted up Skeezix and Nina? You mean you made them get a divorce?
Now, look, Rufus, look, Sarge. Fellas, don't stare at me like that. Please, we've got to do something.
Now back to Gasoline Alley and the adventure of the fishmonger's friends. Due to a mix-up, Wilmer believes that he has caused a breakup between Skeezix and his wife, Nina, and that Nina is getting a divorce. Wilmer has spent most of the day trying to find Skeezix in the hope that Skeezix would rush home and patch up the situation. And now Wilmer is returning to the garage to find Rufus and Sarge.
Well, Wilmer?
I couldn't find him, Sarge. I've looked everywhere.
You couldn't do anything, if you ask me.
Please, Sarge, don't look at me like that. Not while you've got that sledgehammer in your hand.
It wouldn't help Skeezix none if you hit him, Sarge.
It'd help me, though. It'd make me feel a lot better.
Look, fellas, believe me, I'll do anything to straighten out this mess.
There must be something we could do. Look, Rufus, what was it Nina said about fish?
She just said, tell Skeezix not to forget to bring home the fish, that's all.
What kind of fish?
I don't know. She just said fish.
I know they buy their fish at the Eureka Fish Store.
Yeah, and I'm sure Skeezix will forget it.
Well, fellas, maybe I'll sort of take a walk downtown.
Yeah, and I got an errand I want to do when you get back, Rufus. Poor old Skeezix.
Where is everybody around here?
Hi, Nina.
Oh, Sarge, are you the only one around?
Yeah, Nina. Rufus and Wilma went somewhere. Nina.
Oh, my, what a long face, Sarge. You look awful.
We all feel awful, Nina, but honest, things aren't as bad as they seem.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
I mean, now, you take Skeezix, for instance.
Well, what about Skeezix?
Well, Skeezix isn't as bad as he might seem. You see, he didn't forget the fish and...
Fish? Sarge, what on earth are you
really
talking?
Really, Nina, you see, before he left this morning, he said he might forget the fish, and he asked me to get it for him.
Oh, good heavens, more fish?
Nina, look, a dozen brook trout, huh? Oh,
but, Sarge, I was just downtown, and I saw Bix, and Bix said...
Nina!
Oh, that stupid Wilma. Now, don't talk to him, Nina.
But why shouldn't I talk to him, really?
Nina. I saw you drive in. I just want you to know that Skeezix didn't forget the fish.
Oh, no, Wilma. Not you, too.
It's all right, Nina. Skeezix asked me to get the fish for him. See, just look at this baby. Here, look, a 20-pound bass.
But, Wilma, I've just been trying to tell Sarge. Bix got me some fish.
Huh?
I ran into him downtown, and he said Skeezix told him to get some fish. He gave me a large halibut.
Hi, everybody. Hiya, Nina.
Skeezix, I've looked everywhere for you. Where have you been?
Oh, I spent the day out at Hegan's Lake. And look, just look at all the fish I caught.
Oh, no. Skeezix, has everybody gone fish crazy around here?
Gosh, yes. You've got a whole car full of fish. Wilmer.
No, look, Skeezix, I didn't mean to get you into trouble. Believe me, I wouldn't.
Wilmer, what have you been up to?
I guess all of us thought you'd forget the fish Nina wanted you to bring home, Skeezix.
Well, I did forget it, but Nina wanted a rubber fish.
Rubber?
Of course, for Chipper's bath.
Oh, but you see, we were just trying to help you, Skeezix. Anything to keep Nina from getting a divorce.
Wilmer, are you nuts?
Oh, Skeezix.
Well, what are you laughing at?
Well, Rufus must have gotten the message mixed up. The girl in the radio serial is getting a divorce, and he thought when I said it was all over
you
that
mean you're not getting a divorce?
Of course not. Skeezix and I are the happiest people in the world. We've got everything.
Yeah, including a lot of fish.
We can use the fish, Skeezix. For the church supper this Friday night, we'll have a fish fry.
Nina! Nina! I got something for you. Skeezix asked me to get it.
Rufus.
Rufus, if that big box is full of fish, I'm going to...
Oh, no, Skeezix. I couldn't get those fish you asked me to get.
Well, thank goodness for that.
The Eureka fish store was sold out when I got there, so I went to a pet shop and got a box full of live turtles.
Your Gasoline Alley friends will be back in just a moment. First, a word from your own Autolite dealer. Now, a word about the next adventure in Gasoline Alley. Here's Skeezix.
Please, Wilmer, you can't get up and make a speech like that. Can he, Sarge?
Course he can.
Yeah, and who says I can't?
The SPPTRVRS says you can't, that's who.
And just who is this SPPT, whatever it is?
Society for the Prevention of People Throwing Rotten Vegetables at Rotten Speakers.
Huh?